Penguin Random House presents A Bird on My Windowsill. Written by Manav Kaul. Translated by Nandini Kumar Nickerson. Narrated by Luke Kenny. Have you ever looked at yourself while reading? I've written the image for you. Preface. As you entered my being. A long time ago, I knew of a boy who dreamed about painting. He wanted to draw himself as a bird, but every time he tried, he ended up drawing a kite. Then he would stop. He would then slowly draw the string attached to the kite flying free in the sky. Eventually, he would think that somebody was holding the string. This thought held him back from finishing his drawing. He would rip the picture and start all over again. He never drew the man who possibly held the string in his hands. And he kept on tearing one painting after the other. The word compromise never entered his mind. And then, after a long time, in one of his attempts, the string snapped, and finally he saw that his painting was finished. He connected the breaking with letting go, and in this letting go was a freedom akin to death. In every art form, moving from difficult to easy is a normal process. I find that my writing is close to that process. I dream a lot. When I wake up in the morning, some of these dreams are still with me, while the rest disappear with the darkness of the night. Those that I remembered have a strange voice when repeated in the morning. This is not my voice. It's his voice that tells me these stories. I always ask, the dreams that I forgot, did I really dream them? I ask such questions during long travels or prolonged silences. The voice replies, I remember a few faded pictures of those dreams. Would you like to listen to them? We both know that it is a lie. We don't know anything, and he knows how much I adore the thick mist of the mountains. There is so much more in not seeing than it is in clarity. How much better it is to stay quiet than to talk incessantly. We pick a spot where there is pleasure in just sitting, and he starts recounting the dream. Are the things that are forgotten not lived as well? My mother tells me many stories from my childhood. She remembers everything, narrates these stories as if they happened yesterday. I listen to all these accounts with great interest. For a long time we sense love in these stories. She finds me through these tales. I don't remember myself in her stories. I do remember the spaces as if I was there last night. The cracks in the walls, the damp windows in the rain, the smell of tempered dal from next door, and the kite tangled up in the wires in the neighborhood. I can taste everything. But the people are missing from these spaces. Even I am absent. There is a voice that is not mine. This voice says I will find Mohan at the end of this road, and I begin to see Mohan, even when he never existed. All the places stuck to my body pull Mohan from the lost dreams and bring him to me, whereas the lost dreams were never there. And then I pick up my pen and paper. I write to Mohan, who is standing at the end of the road. And he talks about the kite tangled up in wires in the neighborhood. For some time it seemed as if I could not touch that which was actually there. I have been trying to gather the lies that exist in everything. I am unable to live with things as they really are. I was seeing people and talking to those who were never there. I was trying to run away from the man who wrote. After a considerable contemplation, I bid farewell to him. His voice wouldn't let me be alone ever. I stopped writing. I wrote nothing for almost 3 years. During this time, the man would come and sit by my side sometimes, especially when I was traveling. I would ignore him and leave. On long travels, I would hear his footsteps, but I was trying to convince myself that I wanted to stay away from these lies. While all this was happening, I had my phone with me, which I used to take pictures with. I would look around like a child, making sure that the man wasn't watching, and write down exactly what I was feeling in that moment. That which I can touch, I would register. I would post these notes with the pictures on Instagram, as if I had left a message in space. I think I was trying to search for this kind of writing for a long time. That's neither a poem nor a story. It is just a picture of the thickness of the time when a kite was flying away without a string. This book contains travels, the free solitude while writing plays and stories and talks about silence. There are posts from my Instagram and has anecdotes about different stages of writing. It was like a dam that had stored the water for many years. I let it break loose in this book. I have changed. I am not the person you once knew. Somehow I am the same, but the dirt road we walked on has been paved. Everything green has turned gray. Afraid of falling, I have started growing roots. But the places we used to meet remain the same. Whenever I walk through their cool shade, I think of you. Have you been to Prague? If you do go, don't forget to visit Kafka's grave. You will find a deep stillness there, the type that is left behind in bed after a long night's slumber. There are no dreams there, only cold silence. Listen to that silence. Please leave behind something that once was dear to you. They say things left behind tend to grow roots. If you say everything will change one day, I will believe it. But then please tell me that the sky will still stay blue, and the clouds will sometimes randomly show us the faces of all the people we thought were gone forever. Will you be able to say that every loss will turn into a gain? In the moments of sadness, when everything is going wrong and I am very close to giving up, will you wake me up with your gentle touch? Why can't we tell those we love that we never want to lose them until we do? If we are temporary, then only you are life. Will you not return before our clock stops ticking? Is this the end? Have you gone too far? Listen, stop somewhere, but don't say, I'm tired. Just say you're looking for shade in this harsh sun. And here I am, stuck in that part of the story where the sunlight scatters inside the empty house and I have a broom. As you sit under the shadow of a giant banyan tree, I will tell you how I swept the sunlight away. You will laugh, but that is not how our story ends. It will finally rest next to a shrine under the banyan tree. So, instead of looking for shade, find that shrine. And if you do, there you will find shade, the banyan and the end of our tale, lying by itself. Your body is a sacred place that hides these 12 black dots. They're disappearing from my memory with the time that is slipping away. Fruitlessly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?